Welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show, where you'll learn how to grow your team today. Join Ken Trupke and his guests as they discuss what works and doesn't work to grow your team in today's world. And now, your host, Ken Trupke.
Hello, and welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show. On today's show, it's Ask Me Anything, where I'm going to respond to some listener questions. If you have a question that you'd like to ask, please email it to me, ken@clarityadvisors.io, and that email will be in the show notes as well. All right, let's get to it. First question. My last company had formal training programs and career coaching. Now my new company is much smaller and doesn't have any of that. How do I get started growing my skills on my own? All right, great question. I love the growth mindset in that question, that I want to be growing my skills. I know I need to keep getting better. As we've said before, your skills are depreciating. And so we always need to be learning and growing ourselves and keep replenishing our skill set so that as our current skills depreciate, we've got new skills appreciating so that we continue to bring value to the world. And you definitely want to invest in yourself. As my friend Gary Pinkerton reminds his clients and podcast listeners, you are your greatest asset. So we always want to be investing in ourselves. So here's four ways that you can do that. One, books. Absolutely. There's tons and tons and tons of books out there that on just every subject, and you can get them from your library. You can get them on audiobook, on Audible. You can get hardbound books. You can get them on Amazon. Lots of ways to get the content of books. And if you're not a reader, you can be an audiobook listener. If you're looking for a list of some things, I'll have links in the show notes. I've put together a reading list that I recommend, marketing books, general business books, leadership books. So if you're looking for a place to get started, that could be a place. And remember, don't just read the books. You want to study the books, take notes, highlight things, put notes in the margins, underline, however you do that to make sure that you're really digging in, and then take action. If there's exercises in the books or questions at the end of the chapter, you want to do those exercises and answer those questions so that you can apply what you learn. We're not reading for the sake of reading. We don't want to be the Dead Sea where information comes in and that's it. The reason the Dead Sea is the Dead Sea is it doesn't have an outlet. We want to be the Sea of Galilee where the water flows in and then flows back out. And that flow in is the information we're getting from these books. And now we want it to flow out through the actions that we take from what we've learned. All right, so books. Number two, outside coaching. There's lots of people in the business of coaching. So just because your company doesn't have some kind of growth coaching or some kind of career planning built into it, you can get that from your own coach. And remember, we want to invest in ourselves. It's okay to take some money and spend it on yourself. It's an investment. This isn't an expense. Remember, an expense is something that we kind of grudgingly do and we want to minimize because it's something that isn't necessarily paying back. It's just something we need to do. So whereas education and growth is an investment, we're spending the money as an investment where we expect a return. And that return is us getting better, us becoming more valuable, positioning ourselves for a promotion or a raise because we know more. So to get a coach who can guide you, maybe that's someone specific to a skill you want to learn. Maybe it's somebody in your industry. Maybe it's somebody that coaches new leaders, if that's you. Whatever the situation, you can find somebody to help you, guide you in whatever it is you want to learn. So consider that. And yeah, it might cost you some money, but this isn't an expense. It's an investment. All right, number three way to invest in yourself, courses. There's no end to the courses available. You can look on YouTube for lots of free content. Google things and you'll see courses available again for money, but these are investments in these courses. I think that communication skills and improving your communication skills is valuable anytime, any place for anybody. It's not just a business skill, it's a life skill. And DISC is my go-to for how to improve communication skills. And knowledge of DISC will help you be a better communicator. I would recommend, and it'll be in the show notes, Joe Peachy has a Rapport Mastery Boot Camp that you can attend live twice a year. He also has the content of that live boot camp in a recorded course that you can purchase. So consider doing something with DISC to improve your communication. But whatever course you choose, choose something. And same as with books, like take action. Take the course and don't just take in the information, but then do something with that information. And my last recommendation is to find a group that can help you grow, whether that's Toastmasters, something like that, where you're going to learn to speak and there's a very specific purpose to that group, or it's some kind of a mastermind. Again, you can find masterminds in your industry. You can find masterminds for your job type. If you're a CFO or a marketing person, there's marketing masterminds and accounting masterminds, or maybe it's an emerging leader mastermind, or maybe it's a business owner mastermind. Whatever specific thing you're looking for, there's probably a group of people who are like-minded and are looking to have a place where they can safely bounce ideas off each other. Obviously, you're not going to be in competition with each other, and so you're going to be willing to help each other. And the net result of that often is that you're going to make friends. And as we often say, friends like to help friends. And so there's going to be some business opportunities coming out of that, invariably. I've never known a mastermind group that I've been a part of or that I've led that didn't have participants doing business to some degree with each other. Now, that's not the purpose. You're not there to do business with each other, but you're just going to become friends. And where possible, friends want to help each other out, even if it's just a recommendation. It doesn't have to be necessarily directly doing business with each other. Maybe you find a supplier for somebody, or maybe you introduce somebody to a new customer. So yeah, great question. How do I invest in myself? To recap, four ways: books, outside coaching, courses, and some kind of a group like a mastermind or Toastmasters. Okay, next question. My company doesn't have money for bonuses, so how can I show appreciation to my team? Again, great question. And the really simple short answer to this one is, if you don't have money, and even frankly, if you do have money, say thank you. Just tell people that you appreciate them. Hey, none of us are mind readers. And while I think you might appreciate me, if you don't actually say it, I don't know it. Your team doesn't know what you're thinking. So if you're thinking, wow, I really appreciate that person, I really appreciate what they did, I want to, you know, thank them for doing it, well, then go ahead and thank them. So, and please be specific though. You can't do one of these drive-by with like, hey, you, thanks. Yeah, thank you for all you do. Those things you do, that's going to be worse than not saying anything at all. First of all, it doesn't sound like you even know their name. And secondly, it doesn't really sound like you know what they do or what they did specifically that you're thanking them for. The thanks has to be specific. You need to be sincere. And general thanks, where it's unclear if you know what you're talking about, and again, maybe don't even know their name, not very sincere, it's not going to land well, don't even bother. But assuming you do know their name and you do know what you want to be thankful for specifically, then just say it. Hey, Susan, really appreciate that you got that report on Friday. I know you probably had to work a little bit extra on Wednesday and Thursday to pull that off, but it was really well done and it really helped me out. And I just really appreciate you. So thank you. That's it. That's it. What did that cost you? 20 seconds, 10 seconds of your time? But it was specific. It used her name. And she's going to feel really good about that. And remember, we want to praise what we want more of. So if you want to inspire people to do more good things, well, then thank them and show your gratitude for those good things. All right. Second way, if you don't have much budget, is just a low budget thank you. Along with that thank you could be a coffee card or an Amazon gift card. And we're just talking like $10, $20 is totally enough to get them something that feels meaningful without breaking the bank. Look, we're not trying to buy their loyalty. This isn't meant to somehow quid pro quo, where it's like equal value for value, that, hey, that report was worth an extra $100. Like, it's not that. It's just, hey, I want to say thank you, and here's a $10 Starbucks card. You know, go get yourself something. It's not a big deal, but it's just a little bit extra. And this works really well if you have remote teammates, where You can say thank you on a Zoom meeting or a phone call, and then you can go ahead and send them that gift card via email. You know, you can start, they all have apps. Amazon has a great way of sending gift cards. Starbucks has a great way of sending gift cards. You know, whatever your coffee or marketplace of choice is, there's probably a good way to send gift cards. It doesn't have to be a big number. It just needs to be something that says, I saw you, I appreciate you. All right, number three idea is consider creating a travel trophy, something that's going to go from person to person, and it could be an appreciation trophy. So picture this, every day at your daily huddle, you do have a daily huddle, right? Okay, well, if you don't, I'm going to link my episode 25 of how you can benefit from having a daily huddle, and please check that out. But assuming you have a daily huddle, in that huddle, it's a chance for the team to express appreciation to another teammate. So maybe there's that part of the huddle that somebody says, hey, really want to shout out this other person for doing something. Then that person gets the trophy for the day. And then tomorrow, whoever gets appreciated gets the trophy. Now, if you have multiple people giving the trophy or giving appreciation, rather, you can figure it out. Do we have, it's the first person that gives the trophy? Does the team kind of vote on which was the biggest appreciation for the day? You know, however you want to do it. Again, we're trying to make it, you know, you don't want to make it so complicated that it feels like some kind of contest or there's rules and then people are going to be frustrated. Like, why, you know, I thought I should have got, like, this is trying to make this positive and fun. So let's not overcomplicate it. And if you just make it super simple, then people aren't going to get overly concerned about it. And if you're doing it, I think the beauty of doing it every day is that there's a much more likely chance that everybody's going to get it at some point. If you do it weekly, well, only four people a month can get it. But if you do it daily, 20 people can get it. So if you have a team of 10, chance, you know, on average, people are going to win it twice a month. So you get a lot of movement, you get a lot of velocity to the trophy idea. And all we're talking about for a trophy could be some kind of, maybe they get the set in Slack, they get to set their status to something special. Or if it's in physical, if you're in an office or together in a place, it could literally be a trophy. And you can get those at thrift stores. You can get those at yard sales. Just any trophy. It could be a bowling trophy. It could be a whatever trophy. It doesn't matter because it's not about the trophy. It's about the idea that I won the trophy, that my teammates recognize me, that my leader sees me. That's what we're going for here. It could be a stuffed animal. Maybe it's a stuffed animal that's somehow tied to your business, or it's some kind of a mascot for your customers, whatever. And it could just be the thing you start with, and then it kind of becomes the thing we do all the time, and that just takes on a life of its own. Again, make it fun. So, all right, fourth idea, and this is one of my absolute favorites. Consider handwritten cards mailed to their home. And again, you need to be very specific. You don't be like, hey, Jane, thanks for everything. You're the best. That's good, but it's not going to land as well as, Jane, really appreciate that you got that project finished by the end of the month, like we talked about. It was so great to see that get wrapped up on time. I really appreciate all you do for us. That's it. Pretty short, but handwritten. How often do we get mail anymore that we're excited about? Most mail is bills or junk mail. And to get something that's handwritten in the mail is powerful. And it's going to really send the message that you care, which is what we want to do because we do. And if you want to take it up a notch, a bonus idea here is to send a card to the person's spouse, especially if that person has been putting in a lot of hours. You can thank the spouse for that sacrifice and let them know you notice and appreciate it. Hey, Barbara, wanted to let you know, really appreciate that the sacrifice you and your family have been making to allow John to put in the extra time these past couple of weeks. We got that project done. It was a big success. And we really want to know how much we appreciate John on the team and what a great job he does for us, but also how much we know you put in to supporting him to make all that possible. Something like that. Just, again, short, simple, but specific. You want to imagine what kind of impact that's going to have on that family, how proud that person's going to be to have their spouse get the card about them. So whether you send it to the spouse or you send it to that person, that personal touch is going to have an amazing impact. So remember, no budget, no problem, because it's not about the money. It's about showing, as Craig Groeschel talks about, it's about showing that you notice and that they matter. As a leader, that's the message we want to be sending. I noticed you and you matter. Okay, that's our first two questions. And we'll get to the third question right after this. Stay with us on the Clarity Advisor Show.
Is your business where you want it to be or on track to get there? Clarity Advisors helps business leaders improve communication and get your team aligned and engaged for greater success. We specialize in helping you streamline your sales and operating systems to improve efficiency and grow your profits. Call or text Ken at 616-822-2998 to have a complimentary 12-minute call to see what some clarity could do for you.
Okay, we're back on an Ask Me Anything AMA episode of the Clarity Advisor Show. We've already talked about how can we get started growing our own skills, and my recommendation for that was look into books, outside coaching, courses, and groups like Toastmasters or Masterminds. Second question, my company doesn't have money for bonuses. How do I show appreciation? We talked about just literally saying thank you, some gift cards, small amounts, maybe creating a travel appreciation trophy, and sending handwritten cards. All right, final question. From last week's show about how and why to start using AI with your team, a listener asked, what's a practical way to get started with AI? Again, great question. I love that. And my best suggestion here is to start using a tool like ChatGPT. And listen, it could be Microsoft's Copilot. It could be Claude. It could be any of them that are out there. There's dozens, maybe hundreds. ChatGPT is the one most people have heard about, most people know, but maybe you haven't used it. So how do you get started? I would suggest that you open up a tab with that. You got to make an account. I wouldn't necessarily jump in with the paid account. Right now on ChatGPT, for example, you get 3.5. And if you pay, you can get access to 4, which is like, I don't know, X times better. But listen, you're just getting started. So go ahead and use 3.5. It's still amazing. And with Copilot and Claude and some of the other ones, you might get some of the 4.0 features for free on those other platforms. It kind of doesn't matter. We're just trying to get started. I'm not advocating for one platform or the other as much as you starting to use a platform. So just pick something and get going. And how do you get going? What does that mean? I would start with this. Let it draft an email. We all write lots of emails during the day, through the week, whatever. So let's say you've got to write an email to a customer explaining why a shipment was late. You know, not a very fun email. Just prompt ChatGPT. Say, literally say, write an email to a customer explaining a shipping delay. And it'll spit something out. Now, I'm not saying cut and paste that into your email program and hit send. I'm saying let that be your first draft. Take that draft, edit it, and make it yours. Make it use your voice. Now, you can give it a couple of rounds here. You don't have to just use that first draft. You can say, okay, make it warmer. Like you could literally say that word, make it warmer, and it'll make it a little bit more conversational. Or you can say, make it more conversational. Or maybe it starts putting emojis in it when you say make it more conversational, because it can do that. And if that's not your style, well, then you can either just take the emojis out or you can back up and say, now make it a little bit less conversational and a little bit more formal. And do that 3, 4, 5 times. Listen, it's typing and hitting enter, and it's going to spit out an email. Maybe the email's too long. And you say, you know, make it less than 100 words. Or maybe it's too short. Say, I need it to be 5 paragraphs. Whatever. You can craft it any way you want through these prompts. And a prompt is nothing more than telling it what you want it to do. Just think about it. I know this sometimes makes people a little more concerned than I think you necessarily need to be, but I get it. You know, the whole humanizing of this technology. But just for sake of getting started here, if you think about it as a person, how would you talk to a person? If you were working with someone and said, I need you to do this thing, I need you to write an email to a customer about a shipping delay, you would literally say that. And then if they gave you something and it was too formal, you might say, hey, too formal, could you make it more conversational? This is how you interact with these AI tools. You just tell it that same thing that you would tell a person and let it try again. The difference is it's really fast and it's going to come back with something really quickly. And it's pretty cheap, often free, for you to have it iterate until you get the thing you want. And then even then, you go, okay, close enough. I'm just going to go ahead and edit this to have my tone, my voice, my kind of signature salutation at the end. So I personally use cheers often. I'll say cheers, comma, Ken. And so ChatGPT might not end its emails with cheers, so I just edit that. No big deal. Anyway, that's the kind of thing that you could easily get started with. And the net of it is, the more you use it, the more you'll use it. Because it's going to impress you, I expect, with its results and its abilities. And you're going to just come up with more and more ideas. You're like, oh, I didn't think of doing that with it. My suggestion to come up with new ways of doing things and new ideas and how to use like a ChatGPT is every time before you Google search something, use ChatGPT or again, Claude, Copilot, whatever, just ChatGPT as a placeholder. So before you Google something, put it into the AI. So if you were going to Google, say, how do I make a pivot table in Excel, just put it in ChatGPT. And not because it's necessarily going to have a better answer, but because the answers that it gives you will prompt you to say, oh, I didn't think it could do that. That didn't even occur to me that I could ask it that. You're just going to see what it's capable of kind of in real time. And so the more you use it, like I said, the more you use it, the more you'll use it because you'll see what it can do and it'll give you ideas about what else it could be doing. And again, think of it like you're talking to another person. Think about it like you're asking a coworker for an answer. See, the difference in one way, the way I think of it, between a search bar and an AI, so the difference between, say, Google and ChatGPT, is one is going to give you a place to go to get the answer, and the other one's going to give you an answer. So think of it like if you asked your coworker, hey, can you help me respond to an angry email? And your coworker said, yeah, let me Slack you or email you 5 links of articles you could read about how to do that. Well, that's helpful, but it kind of adds a step, right? They didn't really give you what you needed. They gave you a place to go to get what you needed. And that's kind of how search works, which is fantastic. But with ChatGPT and others, it's a chance to shortcut that. And now think of asking your coworker, hey, how can I respond to this angry email? And he gives you instead 8 steps and a sample email, which when I just was messing around with this, when I put it into ChatGPT, that's what it gave me. It gave me 8 steps, 8 things to think about when writing that email. Then it gave me a sample email that, again, I can use. I can ask it to change and modify and edit, or I can just edit it myself, whatever. But it takes that step out. So ChatGPT, think of it like asking your coworker or your neighbor, hey, what's the answer to this problem? And instead of it giving you places to go to find the answer, like a search bar would, it just gives you the answer. Really powerful. But don't take my word for it, other than take my word for it that you should start using it. But just start using it and start with emails. I just think that's an easy place to get a lot of value and start building confidence in your ability to prompt and your ability to see how it can help you. It's a tool. It's nothing more than a tool. And we use tools every day to make ourselves more productive. And that's what this can be for you. Okay, well, that wraps up the Ask Me Anything for this session. So my answers to your questions. So if you've got questions, again, feel free to email me at ken@clarityadvisors.io. And that link will be in the show notes. Send me also topics you'd like me to cover or guests you'd like to see on the show. And that brings us to the end of another Clarity Advisors show. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Clarity Advisors show. Clarity Advisors is a speaking, training, and consulting firm specializing in helping you simplify your sales and operating systems to improve efficiency and grow your profits. Connect with Clarity Advisors today to learn more about how they can help you improve communication and get your team aligned and engaged for greater success.